Lewis, guess what? Ireland just announced an absolutely massive infrastructure plan, right? They're talking about spending 212 billion euros over the next decade. That's a huge number.
Yeah, I saw that. Wow, that is so cool. But let me get this straight. 112 billion for the next 5 years, and another 100 billion from 2030 to 2035. That's quite a big claim, right?
Exactly. They're focusing on housing, water provision and public transport, including a metro for Dublin. The Taoiseach said it shows their determination to overcome challenges.
I see. But here's the catch, right? Ireland has been growing rich on investments from multinational tech and pharma companies, but the governments have been criticised for not spending the cash on fixing infrastructure problems.
Right, business leaders are saying the lack of housing and infrastructure could deter future foreign direct investment, so they're trying to catch up now.
What's the source of all this money, though?
Mainly from corporation tax windfalls from a few US companies, but there are concerns about their dependence on them, especially with Trump's tariffs hanging over things.
Ah, right. And there's also money from selling AIB bank shares and the 14 billion euros tax windfall from Apple that the European Commission ordered them to pay.
Exactly, but here's the issue. Even with all that money, the plan has been criticised for lacking detail. Professor Alan Barrett said they're not getting a clear sense of the projects or how they relate to each other.
And Sinn Féin, the main opposition party, is also criticising the plan, right?
Yes, their health spokesman David Cullinane said the allocation for health is far short of what's needed and will be insufficient to deliver the government's promises.
So they're pushing for more social and affordable housing, as they've consistently done.
Separately, the government published its summer economic statement. They're planning to spend 116.6 billion euros next year, with 97.5 billion for current spending and 19.1 billion for capital expenditure.
That would allow for 1.5 billion euros in tax cuts in the autumn budget. But Alice, I wonder, do you think this plan is just a political move, or is it actually going to address the real issues?
Well, it's definitely ambitious, but we'll have to wait and see if the details come through. For now, it's a big step in the right direction, even if it's not perfect.